What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you can tell by the thumbnail to this video, this one is going to be exceptionally brutal. Now, this article was published on the 26th of February. Man beat woman to deletion with a toilet tank lid in a DC hotel room. Gentlemen, what man could have been driven to such rage that he decided, you know what? I'm gonna take this toilet tank lid and go to work. There's only one culprit, gentlemen, that could have been so damn deranged. The Tidy Bowl Man. Oh, gentlemen, you guys know I have one of the most twisted imaginations possible, which leads to my favorite saying and my favorite declaration, hey, I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Newly released court documents detail the brutal beating deletion of a woman found in a DC hotel room. According to DC police, the woman's attacker strangled her before beating her to deletion with the ceramic lid of the hotel room toilet tank. William Barrett, 59, has been charged with first degree termination in the deletion of 36-year-old Romaine Maddox. Gentlemen, put a pin in that. Boy, my suspicions are gonna probably end up being 100% correct, yet there's always a 50-50% chance that my suspicion is off. She was found deleted at around 11 a.m. on Friday, February 23rd, by an employee of the Ivy City Hotel in Northeast D.C. Detectives began investigating and determined that Barrett and Maddox first arrived at the hotel at approximately 7:20 p.m. on Thursday. According to Barrett, the two had been engaged in a romantic relationship for over a year. Court documents state that the pair went into room 123 at the hotel and neither were seen again on CCTV footage until about 10:20 p.m. At that time, police say the surveillance video shows Maddox walk out of the hotel room completely nude. Yeah, cheeks were getting clapped. She was apparently locked out of the room for a few minutes, then went back inside until just after 1 a.m. Police say at 1:15 a.m., Maddox came back out of the room wearing only underwear, and Barrett later walks out completely nude, appearing to search for her. They both went back into the room 5 minutes later, and within an hour, police say audio captured what sounded like a woman screaming, quote unquote, get off me and help. No one was seen entering or leaving the room until Barrett left just after 9 a.m. The hotel employee then went into the room at around 11 a.m. and was seen on camera quickly shutting the door and speeding down the hallway, the affidavit states. Well, looks like the hotel employee happened upon that woman's rotting carcass. After reviewing the surveillance video and collecting evidence from the room, including the toilet tank cover, which had been broken into multiple pieces, police arrested Barrett. Detectives say at the time of his arrest, Barrett had blood on his head and face, his cell phone, two pairs of gloves, his boxers, and belt. Wow, talk about being utterly and totally sloppy. When he was interviewed, Barrett told police that after he and Maddox checked into the hotel, they got into an argument that turned physical. Ooh! This is where my deductive skills will come into play after the article. He said Maddox began punching him and alleged that she was quote unquote running her mouth and hit me. Barrett said that's when he choked her with his belt until she fell unconscious. Barrett told police he thought he had offlined Maddox at that point, but she suddenly woke up and began screaming for help. Wow! She must have rose up like the Undertaker. Barrett then punched her, grabbed the lid of the toilet tank, and hit her with it multiple times, eventually causing the lid to break into three pieces. According to court documents, Maddox suffered quote-unquote blunt force trauma to the forehead and quote-unquote deformities to her head, as well as several lacerations. Barrett said after the attack, he fell asleep, and when he woke up, the victim was not moving and cold to the touch. Barrett's next court date has not yet been determined. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, this right here, talk about a brutal beatdown. Oh my God. Well, ladies, this man said it. She was running off at the mouth and got handsy. Well, as the illustrious Cat Williams would say, you shouldn't have been talking shit. Hey, it is what it is, ladies. It is what the fuck it truly damn is. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a hotel. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, the toilet lid of terror. I'm gonna give that a 25. Psychological impact. I'm gonna reiterate, the hotel staff was the first to find her rotting carcass. I gotta give that a 35. And for the brutality factor, a toilet tank lid, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give that a 30. And for the uniqueness factor, I'm gonna give that a 20. So William Basher Barrett gets a score of 115. Gentlemen, it is time for my personal deductive skills and what possibly could have went down and why it could have went down. First and foremost, they go to a hotel. He's 59, she's 36. Now this is where I become completely speculatory. I know that's not a word, but fuck it, it's a word today. 59:36. What were they arguing about? They said they've been in a relationship for a little over a year. It's quite possible that she found out eventually that this man might have been married. Just my suspicion. Just putting everything together as I see it. They go to a hotel, a little over a year. Maybe Maddox found out that in the end, she was just a side chick. Hey, there are a lot of women out here who are in fact side chicks. And a lot of them, they don't know it. But like I said, this is all pure speculation. Now, the fact that she decided to get mouthy and then get handsy, ladies, you need to understand something. Deciding to put your hands on a grown-ass man? Oh, that does not go over well. That obviously did not end well for this woman. Oh, I'm going to get mad. I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to put my hands on you. Oh, that right there? No. Disrespect? Oh, yeah. If it was that bad, she should have just collected her things and walked out of the room and left the hotel. But oh, no. I'm going to get my point across. I'm going to put my hands on you. Well, she put her hands on him, and he decided, you know what? He became the basher because he damn sure took that toilet tank lid and bashed the hell out of her. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think my suspicion might be right? Well, if you have another scenario, feel free to put it in the comment section. So many women out here are honestly willing to be side chicks. However, the side chick has definitely lost its luster, I must say. Why? Because back in the old days, the side chick actually knew her position and she played her position. Yeah, there were a lot of women who knew they were with married men, but guess what? They say, you know what? As long as I'm still getting a piece of his resources, I'm going to play my role. And at least the married guy let her know. He didn't sell her a dream. However, yeah, things are so fucked up nowadays. Yeah, you got too many married guys out here who are lying, saying that they're not married. Yeah, no, that's bad, gentlemen. That's bad. If you're going to be a married man and you're going to be stepping out, at least be honest with the woman and let her decide. Just saying. But all in all, far too many women out here are still playing dangerous games. Why? Because, oh, that man has a woman. I want him. Isn't it ironic, gentlemen? So many men out here are single but can't get a woman, but yet a man that's married that already has a woman, oh, women go after them. Why? Because it's a challenge to these women. Oh, he's married. I wonder what his wife sees in him. I wonder if I can take him from her. And that's where a lot of these side chicks get sold a dream. Ultimately, it is what it is. But for you ladies out there who still think that in 2024, you're going to be able to get mouthy and handsy with grown-ass men? Oh, no. The days of men restraining themselves against aggressive women, those days are over. So you better understand this and understand it crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in believing that you can get handsy with a man and he's not going to do anything about it, those days are done. That power is out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to quote unquote shrink themselves and let you impose your will on them physically? Nah, that's gone out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, keep your damn hands to yourself. You're not going to be able to physically beat a man and that man not defend himself and go to a lethal extreme when he does so. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.